Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to the Making 8 Rodeo Network wrap-up show as we are live from Rodeo Houston. Now, most of you all have been here with us along the way, and we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in here to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Shows. This is our new platform that we're launching as we get out to these rodeo events and start broadcasting and interviewing, giving you guys some highlights and some exciting action that has been going on at these rodeos as we travel. But Rodeo Houston is where it's at, rodeo fans. I've got to tell you that this has been an exciting rodeo event to be at, and it's more than just rodeo. They've got a carnival. They've got concerts every night, and we're talking different stars up on stage. So what a fantastic time it's been for us. Now, the BP Super Series have wrapped up. The ones that were able to advance have moved on, and we're seeing them here in the semifinal rounds. Now, this is a single elimination deal. These guys don't have but one round to move on. So the fastest time wins down here in Rodeo Houston starting tonight with the semifinal round one. Now, the way it's going to work is they had 10 competitors. Four will advance to the final championship Saturday. The remaining six will compete against tomorrow's semifinals, the ones that don't qualify for the championship round, in a wild card shootout on Friday. So we have got a lot of rodeo action here. This is where the top, we're starting to see the development of who may just come out of here with an extra $50,000 in their pockets. Lord knows I wish it was me, but, you know, these guys are really down here working, and I've got to tell you, this has just been really fun to watch. But we've got a lot of interviews tonight, fans. We've got to get down into them. Now, before we made our way over to the fan zone area where we're meeting up with a lot of these contestants and we're able to get interviews, we happen to just mingle around there on the concourse area, grabbing some drinks, maybe getting some refreshments here before the show, and we happen to run into a guy that a lot of you fans may know. And he's not here competing at Rodeo Houston, but we see him weekly on television with the Built Ford Tough Series. And I'm going to talk about the world champion, Guilherme Marchi. We had an opportunity to meet him, both him and his wife. And I got to say, what a lovely, lovely couple. And it was really nice to spend a few minutes talking with them. It was even better to be recognized by him. But, you know, to know that we were just up in Arlington a couple of weeks ago and had an opportunity to see him there, we actually had a few minutes to sit down with him and just talk about what he thought about Rodeo Houston here. So let's take a listen to this interview we did with Guilherme Marchi.
Hey, Rodeo Houston fans, we're up here in the fan zone, and walking by, just happened to see a professional bull rider and world champion, Guilherme Marchi, just joining us up here as he comes down for the rodeo. Guilherme, what do you think about this rodeo down here, Rodeo Houston?
Oh, I'm so proud to be here this week with my wife. I'm a big fan of the rodeo, and the Houston rodeo, one of the best in the world, you know, very big, lots of people every day. The best professionals here, you know, the contest, and very nice concerts too. I'm so proud to be here this week. I'm here since Monday with my wife, and a lot of people from Brazil here too. And I'm so excited to be here. And it kind of hard a little bit because I'm another fan too, you know, when the bull ride starts, my heart starts pumping.
Yeah, it's got to be hard for you to watch up here in the stands, all those guys down there. But you know a lot of those guys, right?
Yes, that's why I'm here too. You know, I love to watch calf rope and bronc and chin rope and bareback, bull ride, steer, wrestling, bulldog, you know. I know a little bit those guys, and I'm a big fan too.
Well, good, good. Well, I just want to say it's great to see you up here, Guilherme, and good luck this weekend in Fresno.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, guys. You know, even the top names in the professional sport of bull riding are here in Rodeo Houston, checking things out, supporting these guys. And just like Laramie had said, you know, I know sitting in the stands, it makes his heart race, but he knows so many of these guys. They compete weekly, and it was really neat to run into him out here and see the support that these guys give the athletes that are here in Rodeo Houston. Really just a lot of fun to be around here. Like he said, he's down there with his wife, and he's able to come down, and they're really able to enjoy it. Now, he'll be heading on to Fresno here later on this weekend, and you guys will have a chance to see him there. But we still got a lot of rodeo going on down here in Rodeo Houston, and we're going to get right down to it. They started things off with the tie-down roping, and, man, I've got to tell you, we saw some big names down there, some guys that we've seen at the Wrangler National Finals, Tyson Durfee, you know, Clint Cooper, and when you're talking about a Cooper boy, you got to talk about, you know, the potential for a world championship. Shane Hansey was able to get in last night in the fourth slot. So, you know, it was real tight for him, but he won the second round. And Matt Shizawa, you know, just some of the big names down there. But I will tell you that looks like Justin Moss, Matt Shizawa, Shane Hansey, and Clint Cooper are going to be your four that have already advanced to Saturday's championship round. So there were some great runs there. Matt Shizawa topped things off with a 7-7. And then Clint Cooper was in fourth with an 8-5. Both Justin Moss and Shane Hansey finished with an 8-1. And we actually had a chance to catch up with one of the Cooper boys, the one that actually was able to advance to the championship round. So let's take a listen to this interview.
Hey, Rodeo Houston fans, joining me up here right now is one of the tie-down ropers, Clint Cooper. And, of course, when you mention a Cooper name, you think championships. Well, Clint has actually had a really good run, ran an 8-5 tonight, was able to advance to the final round. So we'll see him here on Saturday. Clint, talk to us a little bit about your ride here tonight.
I had a good calf. He's a tick slower. Shane Hansey and I are both around Sweetness. It's a great horse. I get in the extra tick. We both had good calves, and both used our calves and used our horse and our God-given ability, and it worked out good.
Excellent. Well, I know you've had some good runs down here at Rodeo Houston. Talk to the fans. Tell us what it's like to be down here in this atmosphere.
Man, it's just an awesome atmosphere, first of all. Second of all, we're getting to run for 50,000. I mean, that's not even heard of throughout the rodeo season. We're just blessed to do that. And then all the concerts and all the fans just makes it a wonderful deal all around, and we love it.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're going to love it more being back here Saturday. I know you're actually not going to take a couple days off. You're getting right back out there, hit some more rodeos before you come back here, right?
Yes, sir, Scott. We're headed to Mercedes, Texas right now. Shane and I are roping. We're headed right back here.
Well, we won't hold you up. We'll let you hit the road, man. Appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Sunday, Saturday.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. God bless y'all.
All right, guys. There was Clint Cooper. Like I said, was able to advance to the championship round with an 8-5, so he finished off in fourth place. Now, another guy we actually had a chance to catch up with is one of our favorites here on the Making A Rodeo Network. You know, and I say favorites, but we do pull for all these guys. So don't get us wrong. Don't think that we actually do play favoritism. But Shane Hansi, a good friend of ours, we've been around him for quite some time. And you fans have had an opportunity to hear from him. But let's take a listen tonight after he was able to advance to the championship round with an 8.1.
Hey, Rodeo Houston fans, joining me up here right now is a guy that we have talked about on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. We're talking about Tyrone Roper, Shane Hansi. So, Shane, first off, congratulations. You were able to squeeze in, you know, last night, make it here to the semifinals with a pretty decent run there on the second round. Talk to us about tonight's run.
You know, I had a good calf. That was the most important part. And, you know, riding Sweetness, all you got to do is do your job, you know, and the rest will come to play. And I'm just ready for Saturday night and to go out this 50,000 again.
That's right. Now, you won it before, right?
Yeah, 2011 on Riata. It was probably one of the greatest experiences in my young career. And not a day goes by where I don't think about winning that 50,000 and how awesome it was in front of all these fans and everything. So, like I said, it's just it's a privilege to be here, being this close to the house, you know, and the family coming and watching and everybody being able to watch on TV or the internet. Just good for your fan base, and it's good for the rodeo world.
That's right. And you're actually signing autographs up here, but you're signing them with your Twitter name now instead of the old Go Tigers. Am I right?
Yeah, a little self-promotion, you know, just get it. Every little bit helps. You know, I've learned that in the last few years of the business. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, since you're on radio, what is that Twitter name again for all those fans?
It's @Shane_Hansi. And come on, get me to at least somewhere around Tough Cooper's ballpark on his Twitter followers.
That's going to be tough. Thanks for joining us, Shane. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, there you have it, Shane Hansi. You know, as he recapped tonight's round, and we definitely look forward to seeing him on Saturday. You know, I got to tell you, I'm real impressed. You know, it's no surprise that we're going to see guys like Clint Cooper and Shane Hansi, Matt Shizawa, Justin Moss. Those guys there are at the top of their game and running real well. You know, you got to say a lot about the horses that are down here. You know, when you talk about two of the four guys that have already advanced were riding one horse, and that was Sweetness. There's a reason why he was Horse of the Year, and I know that those guys are really glad to have him underneath them. Sweetness has done really well down here this week, so great for them. Now, moving on down to the bareback riding, you know, this was kind of a surprising event for me. Now, we had some pretty good talent down here that we would normally expect to see in the championship round almost automatically. When we're talking about guys like Wes Stevenson, Casey Coletti, Ryan Gray, you know, Jared Smith, all those names really ring a bell when it comes to the bareback riding. But, you know, really, there were some surprising numbers there that came in. Now, Casey Coletti, he didn't have much of a horse, 78.5 points for his ride, was not able to advance. But we do have some guys. Ryan Gray, Wynn Ratliff came in, Richmond Champion, and then Justin McDaniel. So, let me stop where I'm at right here. Ryan Gray actually won the tonight's round with 86.5. So, there were some great rides, but yeah, I was kind of surprised to not see Casey Coletti and Wes Stevenson in there in particular, as well as Jared Smith, but they will have a chance. These guys will be coming back to the wild card on Friday, and we actually had a chance to catch up with the world champion Casey Coletti, so let's take a listen to his interview.
Hey, Houston fans, I'm up here with one of the favorites, world champion Casey Coletti. Casey, I know it's been kind of a struggle here for you tonight, not much of a horse for you to work with, but tell us about your experience down at Rodeo Houston.
Oh, man, I just love it down here at Houston. It's just awesome. They have so much money. They treat us right. They got great hospitality. The fans here are amazing, and it's just awesome to come up here and be able to ride for that much money at one big, huge rodeo.
Well, I know that you didn't have much luck here tonight, but you're also going to be back at the wild card, so we look forward to seeing you on Friday, right?
Yeah, definitely. The wild card round will be a little bit ranker round of horses, so it'll be good watching. There'll be a lot of trying guys, because they only take top 2 out of 10, so or 12 guys, so there'll be a lot more guys trying for first Friday and just try to make it to Saturday. So I'm real excited to be able to ride one more time to try to win 50,000.
There you go. Well, you had a little wreck earlier in the week, kind of messed up your eye. You said it was feeling pretty good, but it still looks like you got in a bar fight.
Oh, no, shoot, it feels fine. It was just kind of a scrape. It looks a lot worse than it really was, but it looked bad on TV, but it wasn't that bad, I guess. I mean, I could have been I was really lucky. It could have been a lot worse. I'd be in the hospital or something bad, you know, but I was blessed and lucky to be able to get out of it with just a little scrape on the eye. So
there you go. Well, we look forward to seeing you back here Friday and hopefully Saturday, too. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, guys, there was Casey Coletti. And, you know, like I said, when you talk about bareback riding, you'd almost expect those guys to be there. But, you know, with the way this new format is down here at Rodeo Houston, really kind of opens up the door and allows some of these younger guys an opportunity to come in here and compete for some big money and have an opportunity to win, you know, and get themselves in some great contentions to run the rest of the year. So that was Casey Coletti there on the bareback riding. Let's take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we got a whole lot more rodeo with a whole lot more interviews. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rob Smets, for that word from our good friends at Wrangler. Now, going down to the team roping. This is an event we don't really, you know, focus a whole lot of attention on for us personally, and we apologize to all those team ropers out there and those team roping fans. But there was a great night tonight here in the team roping. I will tell you that Justin Davis, Clay Cooper, they were able to advance to the final round on Saturday with a 7-3. Our good friends Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith were able to advance with 7-4. Then we had Caleb Driggers and Kenny Harrell with 11-2 got in. So really that's a surprising number to see, a number that high coming in there, able to advance. But, you know, there were some guys that had struggled. Now, the winning team that were able to advance was Luke Brown and Colin Von Ann with a 5.6, and it was really nice to see that run. Now, those guys came in here with $8,200 won. They were able to pull off some money here tonight as well with a 5.6. And we were actually able to catch up with one of those team ropers, Mr. Luke Brown. So let's take a listen to that interview here as we cover a little bit of the team roping.
Hey, Houston fans. We're up here with one of the team ropers that actually was able to advance the championship round, Luke Brown. Luke, 5.6. Great run tonight. Talk to us a little bit about what it's like for you down here in Rodeo Houston.
Oh, it's the best rodeo all year. The hospitality is great. Everybody does everything for you. You don't have to do nothing. They pay you to show up, pay your fees. The rodeo, it's awesome. We rode great steers this year, and it couldn't be any better.
Well, 5.6 here tonight, that sure gets you in a good spot going into Saturday. Gets you a day off there on Friday, right?
Yeah, we're going to go to a couple of rodeos between now and then and be back here on Saturday. So it's a good week.
Well, talk to us a little bit about, because we don't have an opportunity to talk a lot with team ropers, but talk to us a little bit about what it's like. You know, is it real difficult because you've got to have both you and your partner and your horses running on all, you know, on all full cylinders to be able to get that steer rope?
Yeah, here it's a little different because the arena is so big, and you kind of don't know which way the steer is going to go when he comes out of the chute, and they're a long ways away from you, so you can't really make a game plan. You just kind of rope the steer for what he is, and, man, if it's your turn to win, you need some help. So.
Well, 5.6, looking good going to Saturday. Good luck, and we'll see you here Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, that was one of the team ropers there, Luke Brown, and it was really great to catch up with him and have him give us a little bit of insight on what this arena is like for these team ropers. But, you know, it was a great run here tonight. We look forward to seeing all these guys back here in the championship round on Saturday. But there's still a whole lot more to go. Like I said, we still got semifinals number 2, which is made up with another 10 competitors or 10 teams in each event. So we've got a lot more rodeo action here coming up now. Into the saddle bronc, real impressive tonight. Obviously, it's, you know, this has been Wade Sundell's week, you know, but, and we'll talk about him momentarily. But Cole Elshier came in. He's able to advance with an 85. We've got Cody Wright that came in with an 84. And to be honest with you, I wish I knew who the other one that was able to advance was, but I don't know. We ended up catching up with Wade Sundell. He ended up winning tonight 85.5 on his horse. And I got to tell you, you know, Wade Sundell is just on fire. Now, we had talked with Wade earlier during the Super Shootout on Saturday, and you know he came into this fifth Super Series. So this guy's been riding every night since Saturday, and he is just smoking. I mean, dominating everything that he comes across. So if I was a betting man out in Las Vegas, I would have to probably put my money on Wade Sundell to take everything there. But we still have another semifinal, and then you know we'll have that championship Saturday to look forward to. So I got to tell you, I'm going to be at the edge of my seat. Wade Sundell is just on fire. And unfortunately, we didn't catch up with him afterwards, but we weren't able to get an interview. We definitely look forward to catching up with him there on Saturday. Down to the steer wrestling. Now, this is what they call the big man sport, you know, and I really know why. It's just amazing that the size of these guys, but so athletic. I mean, these guys really have a lot of ability to come off those horses, plant those steers, you know, plant their feet, and then set those steers down on their side. Really amazing to watch. I can tell you that, Olin Hanum ran a 4.8 tonight. He was one of the fastest times. Monty Eakin was the other one with a 4.6. Both of those guys are advancing to the semifinals on Saturday. Nick Guy with a 5.2 and Jake Reinhart with a 5.1. Both of those guys will also be advancing, so we look forward to seeing those guys. Now, a guy that had a really good weekend down here, Josh P, he ran a 5.1, but unfortunately, it looked like he had a broken barrier, and that cost him, so that put him out of contention tonight. He's going to have to come back and run a great run in the wild card to be able to advance to Saturday's run. But we actually had an opportunity to catch up with one of the big guys up there in the fan zone, Mr. Jake Reinhart. So let's take a listen to Jake here as we sat back and talked with him up there in the fan zone.
Hey, Houston fans, we're up here in the fan zone. Joining us is the one of the guys from the big man sport, the steer wrestling, Jake. Jake, talk to us about your run down here in Houston. You got a 5-1 tonight, so we're gonna see you in the championship round on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. The steer I had tonight was actually in my series. I wanted to try him there on my series, and when I got him tonight, I was real happy to have him. He ran a little harder than I anticipated, but it came out good.
Yeah, sure enough, did with a 5-1. So talk to us about what your experience has been like down here at Rodeo Houston.
Oh, it's great. You know, the fans, the committee, they treat us like superstars. I got to give it to them guys out there at Alameda. They treat us really well, and it's really nice being around here.
Well, good deal. Well, I know we're going to look forward to seeing you back here Saturday in the championship round. Now, I am going to ask you, just how tall are you?
I'm 6'8".
6'8". And how much do you weigh?
300.
Wow, that's like, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm in a football locker room with you. But I'll tell you what, man, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys out there. And sure enough, man, we'll definitely see you back here Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, there was Jake Reinhart, you know, one of the big guys down here. But, you know, and he wasn't kidding. You know, this guy was really impressive to watch. But, you know, when you're standing up there next to him, you really felt like, you felt like a pretty small guy. And, you know, I don't pack on very many pounds to begin with, but I definitely don't want to run across that guy outside in the street and have him angry at me. But I got to tell you, this has been an exciting round tonight as we get into the semifinals. We still got the semifinal round two tomorrow. Fans, we got barrel racing and bull riding to talk about, but before we do, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, it's more rodeo action from right here in Rodeo Houston. Stay tuned.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
All right, welcome back as we get ready to get into the barrel racing. Now, I got to tell you, this is another one, fast horses, pretty women, and you got to love the barrel racing. A lot of talent coming in here in the Super Series, or the semifinal round one, when we're talking about, you know, young, talented girls like Brittany Fleck, Sydney Blanchard, you know, one of our favorites. We got to pull for Angie Metters, the Oklahoma cowgirl. Sherry Servey, you know, when you mention Sherry, you just know that winning is in her blood. Of course, she's got the horse Stingray, and both of them are just running real well. Brittany Posey was here as well. it was really nice to catch up with some of these young ladies as they got ready to go down and, you know, do some can chasing here tonight. We had an opportunity to catch up with a couple of them. We're gonna show or air our interview right now with Brittany Posey and Trula Churchill. So here they are.
Hey, Rodeo Houston fans. We're up here in the fan zone just before we get ready to set off semifinals round one. And joining me tonight are a couple barrel racers up here, so we're going to have a chance to talk with them. One of them being Brittany, and the other one, I'm sorry.
Trula Churchill.
There you go, Trula Churchill. And they have advanced from the Super Series. So, Brittany, let's talk about what you have to look forward to going into the semifinals here tonight.
I'm looking forward to being in the top four, and so I don't have to come back for wild card. This isn't my horse's favorite arena, so we've been struggling a little bit, but hopefully we can get it down tonight.
So the top four is going to advance tonight, and then they've got the open slots that'll be there for the wild card, correct? They'll be competing on Friday?
Right. Four will go to the semifinals, and six will go to the wild card. Then they'll run six in the wild card, and two will advance from the wild card.
Okay. And Ms. Churchill, tell us a little bit about your horse and what you have with your horse down here.
I'm riding Worm. He's an 8-year-old gelding that I raised, and he's done pretty good. We've struggled a little bit a couple of rounds and did good a couple of rounds, so just looking forward to making a good run tonight and going on to the final.
Well, consistency is the name of the game down here, especially with a series like this, with this format. What do you think about...
No.
Fast times, huh?
It's all about fast times in this format, yes.
I stand corrected. So fast times it is down here in Rodeo Houston, and we look forward to seeing a lot of that here tonight. Brittany, let's talk a little bit about you and your history down here at Rodeo Houston. What do you think about this new format and the way it is down here?
Well, this really isn't a new format. They've had it for, you know, 4 or 5 years. This year it isn't WPRA approved, so it will not count towards world standings, and I think probably 95% of the barrel racers are excited about that. You know, it always gives someone a huge leap in the world standings, and we always have a new, you know, year, new leader in the world standings after this rodeo. So, you know, I think it'll make the year more interesting that we don't have Houston counting.
So what it does is it helps you guys carry out throughout the year, though, putting those big paychecks in your pocket, right?
Oh, yeah. The money is outstanding here, and we definitely like to see it go in our pockets.
Excellent. Well, ladies, good luck here tonight. We look forward to watching you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was Brittany Posey and Trula Churchill. Now, I will say that Trula Churchill was not able to advance, but Brittany Posey was. So we are definitely going to see Brittany Posey on Saturday in the championship round. Now, Trula will be back on Friday to compete in the wild card slot and hopefully give her a position there on Saturday. But a couple others that were able to advance, Jane Melby was able to make a good, clean run, and she is advancing. Sydney Blanchard is another one. She came in with a 14.39, which gave her an open spot there on Saturday. And then Sherry Servey with a 14.32. Now, Brittany actually had probably the best run of the evening with a 14.26, but Sherry came in just shortly behind her with a 14.32. And we had an opportunity to catch up with Miss Sherry Servey. So let's take a listen to this interview.
Hey, Houston fans, we are up here in the fan zone getting ready to kick off the semifinals round one. And joining me tonight is actually world champion barrel racer, Miss Sherry Servey. Sherry, talk to us a little about your performance down here at Rodeo Houston and what you have to look forward to going into the semifinals.
You know, definitely a chance to win some more money. It's been good competition so far, and got some money so far, so I'm hoping to get some more.
There you go. Well, talk to us a little about your horse, because, you know, that's it's a big part in the barrel racing is you got to have a great horse that's running well. So talk to us about your horse.
Yeah, definitely having a horse, a good horse in barrel racing is important, and unfortunately I do. Her name's Stingray. She's 11 years old. My parents raised her, and she loves her job, and she's a lot of fun to ride.
Now, have you run her every performance down here so far?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you're going to continue to keep running her?
Yeah, I'm sticking with her.
Good deal. Yeah, you got to stick with what's working for you. Well, want to wish you the best of luck here in the semifinals, and hopefully we'll see you here on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, fans, there is Sherry Servey, and just like we had talked about, her and Brittany both will be there in the championship round on Saturday. The rest of them will also have an opportunity to compete on Friday, and who knows, we may see one or two back there. So you want to wish them the best of luck as they move on into Saturday and rust up those horses. But really nice to sit down with those young ladies. And, wow, I'll tell you what, boy, I tell you, you don't want to say the wrong things around them. You know, we were talking about consistency, and they said, uh-uh, this is all about fast times right here. You only get one shot at it to move on to the next round and compete for those big dollars. So, fans, we got some bull riding to talk about. But before we do, we got to take one more break here this evening. I want to thank all of our sponsors here for supporting us on the road and making sure that we're able to get out here to these events and cover these and give you our rodeo wrap-up show. So here's a word from our good friends at Rodeo Genius.
Hey, guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Yeah, all right, well, here we go into the bull riding. Now, I've got to say that, you know, out of the 10 guys that were here, we're talking about a lot of talent that was in this matchup as well. When we're talking about guys like Cody Whitney, J.W. Harris, Bobby Wells, Clayton Savage, Corey Navarre, you know, those guys there, we were just, you know, I mean, we expect to see some really great rides. But we also got to say the stock that was brought down here was something that, you know, just great bucking stock. And, you know, it was a difficult run for the bull riders here tonight. Is, you know, the first five guys, we didn't even see a qualified ride out of. Now, Corey Navarre did get a re-ride, but unfortunately bucked off of his re-ride bull as well. We only saw three qualified rides out of 10 here this evening. One of them being Cody Whitney. Cody is a great guy. We see a lot of talent out of him. And if you guys have seen the pictures that have been posted on Making 8 Rodeo Network's Facebook page at Making 8 Network, you guys have seen that we actually saw or had some great shots of Cody hanging on to the side of the bull. Scored an 81.5, you know, but really, it's all about just staying and making that 8 seconds, and he was able to do that this evening. So another one that was able to advance was Shane Olney. He scored 88 points on his bull, Baja Blue, so it was really good to see him. Now, this is a young kid with a lot of talent, and I would expect to see him compete, and he could be a big threat there on championship Saturday. So we'll see him advance. Cody Whitney will be there. Clayton Savage had moved in. Now, he had bucked off his bull, but he was able to move in, I believe, on dollars earned. So we will see Clayton Savage advance as well. The other one, of course, J.W. Harris. Now, this is a three-time world champion bull rider. He had a bull they called Dirty Deals tonight, ended up pulling out a great ride and, you know, scoring 91.5 points. That was able to win it. That was huge. And, you know, J.W. is another one that just, you know he's going to be a threat. But we did have an opportunity to check up with Cody Whitney and talk about his ride there early in the evening. So let's take a listen to Cody's interview.
Hey, guys. We're down here with the bull riding guys now as they're making their way up to the fan zone. We're actually joined by one right now, Cody Whitney. Cody, talk to us about your ride here tonight.
He's a little white bull of 4Ls. They said he's been real good, and tonight he kind of got a little tangled up and got a little out of line, and I just did my best to hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was real close right down there to the whistle, and you're on the side of him. Wasn't the prettiest, but it was enough to get the job done, and we're going to see you Saturday, right?
That's right.
Well, good deal, man. We're really looking forward to it. And tell us a little bit about your experience down here at Rodeo Houston.
You know, Rodeo Houston, it's a great deal. The committee here and everybody here trying to put on this rodeo treats us like kings, and it's a great thing, and we appreciate everything they do for us.
Absolutely, man. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck, and you got any plans for the next couple of days off since you don't have to be back here on Friday, not till Saturday?
No, not a lot. I'm going to beat Dusty Tuckness at PlayStation Football for 2 days. I know that.
There you go, man. Well, great job tonight. We look forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, that was Cody Whitney as we were able to catch up with him. And, well, it sounds like there could be a little bit of sideline, you know, bets going on there. And Cody going to be taking on Dusty Tuckness here in the next 2 days, as he's going to be able to sit back and enjoy it. Now, Dusty is going to be back in the arena tomorrow night, so we're going to see him, you know, throughout the remainder. And we can't say enough about these bullfighters. Kelly Jennings, Dusty Tugness, Corey Wall, and then, of course, Leon Coffey. Every night since this performance started, since day one, have been getting out there. They've taken their share of shots as well. But got to tip your hat to the Cowboy Protectors and the Cowboy Lifesavers. Well, 91.5 points did it for J.W. Harris, and we actually had an opportunity to catch up with him right here. So let's take a listen to this interview here with J.W. Harris, the winner of semifinal round one in the bull riding.
Hey, guys, up here in the fan zone, we just wrapped up the bull riding, and one of the guys that was actually able to make a great ride here tonight, 91.5, actually won the bull ride, J.W. Harris, three-time world champion. J.W., tell us about that bull you had here tonight.
I didn't know much about him before I got on him. He had a lot of turn back to the right and had a lot of drop and was trying to pull me down, and worked out good.
Yeah, sure enough did. I know they had said that this was a younger bull that you had gotten on. Tell us a little about your experience down here at Rodeo Houston, what it's like for you to come down here.
Oh, shoot, it's good. I mean, it's always good whenever you get a chance to win $50,000. So, you know, we're just ride one bull at a time and see what happens.
Well, you're sure enough doing that. Now, you've got a couple days off, and we look forward to seeing you back here on Saturday for the championship, right?
Yes, sir.
Good deal, man. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys. There was three-time world champion bull rider J.W. Harris, and 91.5 points. There again, you know, we talk about who's going to make it, you know, there and who's gonna win those big paychecks. We talked about how on fire Wade Sundell has been. We're talking about guys like J.W. Harris. You got to put him in the mix for the bull riding to see if he's going to be the one that comes out on top. But really, this is any man's game, and we still have a whole nother semifinal round coming at you tomorrow night. We're going to be bringing you the wrap-up show with more interviews from those guys as they advance the championship Saturday. And the ones that don't, all 12 of them, now the six from tonight, six from tomorrow, will have a chance to compete for two open slots in each event to go into Championship Saturday. So, man, what an exciting deal it has been down here for Rodeo Houston. What an exciting time it's been for Making 8 Rodeo Network as we've gotten out here and gotten involved to be able to talk with these such class act contestants. You know, these guys, there's so much talent here, and, you know, to see the interaction that they have created for the fans and to be able to bring them a part of it, the pictures and just, you know, everything that they're able to do, the interaction that they create for you fans has been fantastic. I've really enjoyed being a part of that as well. It's, you know, certainly made me more of a fan, and I don't know how you could get more of a bull riding fan or more of a rodeo fan than somebody who's done it for so many years, you know. But we really are, and you know, we talked with Boyd Paul Hymus and Bob Tomlin yesterday and got a great interview with them, but it's like you cannot pinpoint one particular moment that's great out of this. It's just the whole atmosphere that's here in Houston. So want to thank them again for having us down here and providing the necessary means that we need to be able to come in here and bring this all this action to you fans. It's really been exciting, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. We've still got three more rounds left here in Houston. We're going to continue to bring you pictures. You can follow us on our Facebook or Twitter, Making 8 Network on Facebook or at Making 8 on Twitter. We've got pictures that are uploading. You can also follow the links. Go back and listen to our archive shows. And don't forget, fans, make sure you get over there and share them on your wall as well, so that way we can get more listeners over here finding out about what's going on here in Rodeo Houston. So that's going to wrap up our show here tonight, fans. We will be back on air here tomorrow night, maybe a little bit later. We may be 10:30, 11-ish before we get back on air, but, hey, we will be here. So you guys stay tuned to making8rodeo.com. Until tomorrow, Rodeo Hard. We'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
you know that everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio.